Who says you can't find unanimity in America? Everyone agrees that America's immigration policies are broken. There is much less agreement over what to do about it. And when a local sheriff starts taking on the enforcement powers of the federal government, the results can be controversial. That's what our colleagues at Exposé found when they learned that a local newspaper down around Phoenix, Arizona, was taking a hard look at what the county sheriff was and was not doing in the name of immigration enforcement. Exposé producer Peter Nix has the story with narrator Sylvia Chase.
Maricopa County, Arizona. Including Phoenix and beyond, it is one of the largest counties in America, more populous than 24 individual states. It's known for its good living, its warm desert climate, and increasingly immigrants coming north across the border.
These pushpins represent traffic stops that resulted in criminal immigration arrests by the sheriff's office. We document the date, the time, the type of location where they made the arrests. US 60, which is right here, it's this yellow line right here, it heads directly to California, which is the main hub for illegal immigrants transportation.
Maricopa County Sheriff's deputies will tell you that if they had enough manpower, they could arrest one smuggling vehicle every hour, every night of the week.
The man behind the immigration enforcement has been the county's chief law officer for over 16 years.
I am the elected sheriff, and the only people I report to are the 4 million people that we know of that live in this county.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio has been known for his tough approach to crime, not just the substance, but the style.
I think one of his first things was making the prisoners wear pink underwear.
He came to the conclusion one day that the inmates were stealing county-issued underwear. So therefore, he decided to dye all the underwear that was issued along with their overalls pink.
Time and again, the sheriff and the media spotlight have found each other.
You're the only one that in America that has a chain gang left, right?
Well, we're the only ones in the history of the world to put females on a chain gang. I'm an equal opportunity guy.
I used to do some freelance work for AFP, which is the French newswire, and they gave me a call one day. He said, well, your sheriff down there, Joe Arpaio, is putting women in chain gangs, and he's going to have them out in the streets picking up litter next Saturday. I said, no, wait a minute. I have to know. How does the French news agency know about this event? And they said, well, how else? He sent us a press release.
One Arizona sheriff is famous for cracking down on illegal immigration while the federal government refuses to do much of anything, almost nothing. Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
But not everyone is full of praise.
In our eyes, they're stopping you for how you look like, for how you appear, instead of having reasonable doubt in breaking a crime.
Critics, like activist Hector Iturralde, charge that the sheriff isn't just enforcing the law anymore. He's ignoring federal guidelines against racial profiling. What do federal guidelines have to do with a local sheriff? Plenty. In 2007, Sheriff Joe, as he is known around here, partnered with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, under a law that grants local sheriff's deputies authority to enforce federal immigration law. 160 of Arpaio's deputies have the right to do just that. That concerns those in the community who believe that when it comes to immigration enforcement, the sheriff's department goes too far. People like Phoenix Mayor Phil Gordon.
One of my own staff members that's worked for me since she was in high school, a third-generation American, and her husband were what was called off-road trucking in the desert, and admittedly came upon a closed road, used it together with five other couples that they didn't know to turn around and go back into the area that was opened. But a sheriff's deputy stopped all six of them. The first five were asked to show their driver's license and were let go. The sixth was asked to show their Social Security card and given a ticket. And the only difference was their last name, which was Rodriguez.
Arpaio issued a press release asserting his officer did not profile Mayor Gordon's aide. In fact, in every case, Sheriff Arpaio adamantly denies racial profiling.
I don't know what this argument is with profiling, because everybody's treated the same. When we stop somebody, I don't care what you are, for violating the law, that comes first. That comes first.
They call me a racist. They call me a KKK, put my pictures on the tube. They call me a Nazi. They call me every name in the book.
There's another name a lot of Maricopa County residents call him. Hero.
This sheriff is doing a wonderful job. He's the only real public servant that I see doing anything to enforce immigration law.
This is my country, and I want people living here that are legal.
In early 2008, a local newspaper decided it was time to give the sheriff's office some local attention. The East Valley Tribune.
Okay, well, we'll compile the reporting, and then you'll bang it out, right? Excellent. I like this plan.
The goal? To see what was going on behind the praise and accusations the sheriff so readily attracts.
U.S. imperialist, racist!
Sir.
U.S. imperialist, racist!
I'm a reporter with the Tribune.
I thought you were a cop.
No, I'm not a cop.
Trying to chase down Sheriff Arpaio's latest immigration sweep.
So we started asking him broad questions. The people you're capturing, where are they coming from, where are they headed to? But they couldn't tell us with any authority what they were doing. The reason they couldn't tell us with any authority is they never created a database to compile all those statistics.
So the reporters filed public records requests with the sheriff's department and other county offices. They hoped to determine just who was being arrested and the probable cause given for stopping their cars in the first place.
And so we documented, of course, names and birth dates, but also what was the ethnicity and the race of the people.
We worked from these arrest records to compile individual stat sheets on all the suspects. And this entire notebook is suspects.
Page by page, the reporters analyzed a year and a half's worth of arrest documents. They found that Arpaio's human smuggling unit had arrested 669 people for immigration violations. Two were Native American, and two were white. 665 were Hispanic. Nearly 600 of the arrests occurred after motorists had been stopped on various charges, including driving with a broken taillight and speeding.
They will tell you that's good law enforcement. We're arresting illegal immigrants, and of course they're Hispanic. But if you ask them further, well, how many cars did you pull over for busted taillights and the occupants weren't Hispanic? They couldn't come up with that number.
The reporters also homed in on the sheriff's controversial large-scale immigration sweeps. They had started in 2007.
These massive sweeps had begun in October, garnering national attention because he was sending hundreds of his deputies and posse volunteers to go make dozens and dozens of traffic stops in Hispanic neighborhoods.
The small Maricopa town of Guadalupe has a $1.2 million annual contract with Arpaio's office to provide law enforcement services. In 2008, the town had seen a rise in drug dealing. City officials would tell the Tribune they asked the sheriff for increased patrols, specifically to address the drug problem.
There were protesters from both sides because the operation was announced in advance in a press release.
Arpaio's press release, though, didn't mention the town's drug issue at all. It asserted he was coming because tensions were, quote, escalating between illegal aliens and town residents. He called it a crime suppression operation. Others called it an immigration sweep.
Which was basically loading hundreds of deputies and volunteer posse members in patrol cars and unmarked vehicles on the street, on the one main thoroughfare through Guadalupe, stopping pretty much every vehicle that was on the roads that day for minor traffic violations, using those stops to question people about their citizenship.
Guadalupe's then-mayor, Rebecca Jimenez, squared off with Sheriff Arpaio the first night of the sweep.
I came under here to protect your community on crime, and we have arrested 26 criminals. Only five are illegal.
Your press release.
I don't care
different.
What the. No, it says suppressed crime. You see it?
It says that town officials say tensions are escalating between illegal aliens and town residents. That isn't
true.
Yes, it
is.
That
because
isn't true.
Three of the very serious crimes
town
here.
Town officials did not say that.
I forget the press release.
This is what you gave to the press.
That doesn't matter. Action is what speaks. Now, if you You said that you don't want us back here tomorrow? Is that what you said? But we will be back here tomorrow, full force. One more thing. If you don't like the way I operate, you go get your own police department. You got 90 days to cancel your contract. 90 days. You want to cancel it? Feel free to do it.
In the Maricopa County town of El Mirage, the reporters got a lesson in what a community might learn when it did end its contract with the sheriff's office. El Mirage used to rely on Arpaio for law enforcement, paying over $1 million a year for the service. When the town started its own police force in 2007, town authorities requested the El Mirage crime records from the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office.
You could go there and see what the sheriff's department did before the police showed up and what happened after the El Mirage Police Department showed up.
The reporters went through boxes of arrest reports.
And one thing that kept coming back to us as we were going through these arrest reports were all these rapes. And Ryan and I sat across a table from each other looking at all these police reports, and I said, Ryan, are you looking at the same thing I am?
The Tribune would confirm and report that in El Mirage, Arpaio's force did little or no investigation on at least 30 violent crime cases, including a dozen reported sexual assaults during 2006 and 2007.
In many instances, El Mirage Police Department tried investigating these crimes 18 months later. They couldn't find the victims. They couldn't find the suspects. The Sheriff's Department let them drop.
Meanwhile, the paper would say, just a few miles from the town, 15 detectives were doing little else but scouring roadways for cars filled with people who'd entered the United States without permission. There were more examples suggesting that the sheriff's immigration work might be affecting overall law enforcement work. The East Valley Tribune's study of overtime payments to officers showed that large-scale immigration enforcement contributed to the sheriff's $1.3 million budget deficit in 2007. The paper also examined emergency response times. On the night of March 18, 2008, two gunmen robbed Betty Marr's grocery store in Guadalupe. They brandished weapons and demanded money from the young woman working the night shift.
One of the employees hit the silent alarm button, which should trigger a response from the sheriff's office immediately, which is, you know, from 300 yards away. They normally would arrive within 2-3 minutes.
A sheriff's station was not far down the street. The robbers got away. The sheriff's office told the paper that a patrol car reached the scene 17 minutes after the alarm was triggered. The store's clerk said it took 45 minutes.
You know, there for a while I was thinking, do I need to hire a security guard? You know, what do I need to do? Because, you know, we kind of feel helpless around here.
Was the store owner's complaint an aberration? Once again, the reporters crunched numbers they had obtained directly from the sheriff's office through public records requests, not just in Guadalupe, but throughout Maricopa County.
This line represents the beginning of immigration enforcement by the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. As the Sheriff's Office transferred resources from one patrol district to another and into human smuggling, response times in a lot of districts just seem to go haywire.
National standards are 5 minutes. A lot of law enforcement agencies try and get there in 4 minutes or less. And if you're a victim and you're in a house and someone's robbing you, has a gun in your face, you're thinking 4 minutes is a long time. After they started their push on illegal immigration, the response times went way up, some instances up to 15 minutes.
The sheriff's office told the East Valley Tribune that increased focus on immigration enforcement was not to blame for increased response times. In July of 2008, the Tribune published its findings in a series called Reasonable Doubt. The reaction was immediate. A few praised the paper.
Citizen, I just want to call and applaud you for the articles you did last week.
Joe Arpaio is making Arizona into a police state.
But most praised Sheriff Joe.
I wish this paper would just leave him alone, let him do what he's supposed to. He's the only one that is.
Since Sheriff Joe started his illegal sweeps, people like me are getting their jobs back.
It's just kind of sad to think that the only one that's really doing any job around here is Sheriff Joe, is actually doing what the majority of the people want, and yet your paper is just tearing them apart every day. We just need more of Sheriff Joe.
I get tons of letters, tons of, I got stacks up today. Everything is positive. I got one bad one today.
I, as president, approved.
In July 2008, Hector Iturralde's group, Somos America, joined others in a class action lawsuit accusing the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office of racial profiling. The case is in Arizona District Court. In September, the East Valley Tribune reported that three federal agencies, ICE, the Government Accountability Office, and the FBI, were examining the Sheriff's Department's immigration enforcement practices. As for Joe Arpaio himself, in November 2008, he was up for re-election to a fifth term.
Good morning, sir. I want to know, how did the results of this election speak to you?
It's another victory. I'm going to continue to fight for the people. And for those critics out there, I'm going to make this promise right now. This is not my last campaign.
That wasn't his last television appearance either. In fact, in early 2009, Sheriff Joe debuted in his own cable TV reality show.
To take these fugitives off the streets.
Smile, you're under arrest.
You can be sure Sheriff Arpaio has some strong thoughts on these issues. The sheriff spoke with now senior correspondent Maria Hinojosa earlier this week.
Sheriff, can you understand when critics say, we may appreciate what the sheriff does in terms of undocumented immigrants, but we really wish that he'd be focusing on tracking down the burglars and the rapists?
We arrest a lot of rapists. We just arrested two murderers in the past couple of days. Every day we are arresting rapists, murderers. And by the way, during the course of our crime suppression, we did grab three people that raped illegals that raped young girls. So we are successful in our law enforcement activities.
It has been discovered by the East Valley Tribune that your response rates to crimes, that you have wanted your response, you have said that your response rate goal is 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's now up to 11 minutes.
No, it is not. We have improved that. This is a year and a half ago. You're getting all your information from the New York Times editorial, from a newspaper.
Well, this is the East Valley
Tribune. I don't care what the East Valley newspaper says.
Did the East Valley newspaper do a Freedom of Information Act request on your file so that they could
I'm sure they did, and we responded.
So I want you to just very specifically answer to that question. They found that in the period of time of last year, your goal for response was 5 minutes. In reality, if you're saying it was a year ago, it was 11 minutes.
It depends how you record it. Let me say this. What people have to understand, we got 9,200 square miles in this county. We have one deputy patrolling 200 square miles. You can't respond in 5 minutes when you get a call that's 100 miles away. It takes a little time.
But you had problems with your response time. It was not where you wanted it to be.
Well, nothing is ever perfect in law enforcement.
When you were in charge of the town of El Mirage in 2006 and 2007, there were 30 violent crime cases, including a dozen rapes and sexual assaults, and they went uninvestigated?
Well, you know, that's another issue. We were not in charge, per se. We went in there to help reorganize that police department. They still have their own police. And we had ours. It was a very difficult type of environment to have two law enforcement agencies in the same place. We're looking at that. We're looking at what occurred during the time we were there, whether it was a breakdown in our operation or there. So that's something we're looking at.
So you admit that there may have been a problem with what was happening with the Sheriff's
Department? We're looking into it, yes.
I have another statistic that I'd like you to look at and respond to. This one's saying that the homicide percentage rate in Maricopa County in all the jurisdictions has increased from 2004 to now about 160%.
A lot of our homicides are people dumped in the desert, skeletons, versus murders in a urban area where the body is still fresh. So some of these homicides that you're talking about are very difficult to solve. But we've always been very good in our homicide investigations. So you're looking at statistics that And statistics can be twisted certain areas, certain ways. We all know that.
So I'm going to go back to the East Valley mm-hmm. Tribune. In your records, out of 669 people arrested by your human smuggling unit, 665 of them were Latinos. Most of them stopped for traffic violations. So how do you explain that?
Are you talking about our great success we have in arresting illegal aliens?
No, I'm asking you a very specific question.
What is the question?
It seems as if, by your own numbers, that hundreds upon hundreds of Latinos had violated the traffic code while only four non-Latinos had violated the traffic code.
We stop many people on traffic violations. That's what law enforcement does.
So you're stopping all of them?
Of course.
Can we see those records?
I don't know if I have the breakdown in those records.
But how are we supposed to be able to judge you if you don't
have
the breakdown?
Well, just take my word for it and look at the success that we have had.
But there are people who question your success,
Sheriff.
Well,
okay. Let them question it.
So we should just trust you when you say, look, I've got all the statistics and things are in order. Trust me.
No, I'm not. I don't have all. First of all, I don't like statistics.
Do you have a problem, Sheriff, when these kinds of statistics come out? It seems to me that you pull back a little bit.
No, I'm not pulling back. You're talking about statistics. I don't have all the statistics. You're showing me statistics on a report. Okay?
From the FBI.
So you're talking about the FBI. Who gives the FBI the information? I think a lot of that is our information, too. But you're saying I'm pulling back. I'm only pulling back because I don't have all the answers on these statistics.
So respond to this, which is a fact. The Department of Justice is now investigating your team for unconstitutional searches and seizures and mm-hmm. discrimination against citizens based on national origin.
They want to investigate me? Come on down. I've been saying a year and a half to come down here. Maybe we both may learn something.
Are you saying that you are 100% sure that under every circumstance you are not breaking any federal civil laws?
Let me say this. Nothing is 100% in life, okay? But I feel very comfortable with the way we operate, and they can come. I'm sure not going to jail. I assure all these activists are praying that I will go to jail. I'm not going to jail.
The Goldwater Institute, conservative think tank, released a report saying that your office has diverted resources mm-hmm. away from basic law enforcement functions to highly publicized immigration sweeps, which are ineffective in policing illegal immigration and ineffective in reducing crime generally.
It's garbage. We are a total law enforcement agency. We arrest everybody.
When critics, your critics,
yes.
say, yeah, but the sheriff is a bully.
Oh.
He's a real bully.
Well, that's sad. That is sad. I'm not a bully. I have a soft heart when people get to know me, but I don't want everybody to think I have a soft heart. I want to think that we got a tough sheriff.